Student Success Centers began last year as a way to send students who misbehaved to a supervised setting where they'd get academic support and access to counseling. At the end of the first year, the district commissioned a $45,000 evaluation of the program. But that evaluation didn't get feedback from students, teachers, or principals at sending schools.
Teachers and principals were not included. Why was that?
School board member Steve Gallen put forward a proposal to strengthen oversight of success centers and used the discussion to ask pointed questions, like why the evaluation, which drew on data for hundreds of students, only used interviews with three families. Here's an exchange between Gallen and Deputy Superintendent Valtina Brown.
Is there a reason no middle school parents were interviewed at all?
I would have to get that information to you. I don't have that specific of how they contacted. I know the evaluator received the names, the telephone numbers, the IDs of the students that were there.
The exchange was unusually contentious for Miami-Dade, where school board members often vote unanimously and do not tend to air criticism over school management publicly. Two different board members intervened to suggest that Gallen's grilling might make more sense in a different setting. Vice Chair Marta Perez.
It seems like the questions are very difficult for the staff to answer off the cuff. That's what I'm saying.
Gallen continued questioning, and his motion to strengthen oversight of the program passed. I'm Rowan Moore-Garrity in Miami.